the date. It was supposed to be May. How the hell could it be December, 6.5 years after his wedding date? He heard a noise at the door and jerked his head. An older boy stood in the doorway, his espresso face pasty. Papa? He sat up straighter.
Who are you? Where am I? What is this place?
His question seemed to frighten the boy, but he didn't leave the room. Instead, he dragged a chair to the closet. He climbed atop and retrieved a metal box from the upper shelf. The older boy brought the box to him and punched a 4-digit code on the keypad. The box's latch popped open. The boy lifted the lid, then slowly backed from the room, tears streaming down his face. Inside the metal box were legal documents, passports, birth certificates, a marriage license, along with a death certificate for a Raquel Celina Dominguez. Thumb drives and several data storage disks were tucked at the bottom, along with an engagement ring. He knew this ring. She wore this ring. He held it to the light, staring, uncomprehending. Why wasn't she wearing his ring? He returned the ring to the metal box, and an envelope caught his attention. It was addressed to him, James. He ripped the envelope open and extracted a letter. I write this on borrowed time. I fear the day's coming I'll remember who I was and forget who I am. My name is Jaime Carlos Dominguez. I was once known as James Charles Donato. If I'm reading this note without any recollection of writing it, know one thing. I am you. Chapter 1. James. Present day, June 21st, San Jose, California. Dying is a whole lot easier than coming back to life. The amount of paperwork required to reinstate his identity is enough to suck the life back out of him. Maybe he should have stayed dead, because there sure as hell isn't anything worthwhile left for him here. The thought skips through James's mind like a grounder across a baseball field, slamming hard into the outfield wall. It leaves a dull ache in his temple and a hollowness in his chest. He stares at the San Jose skyline outside the window of his brother Thomas's office at Donato Enterprises. Glass buildings reflect the setting sun in radiant displays of gold and orange. 6.5 years lost, and there isn't a damn thing he can do, medically speaking, to recapture that time. But he remembers the day he left Amy as though it were yesterday. He paces in front of the window, plagued by the conversation they had the night before he left. I'll be away for less than a week, barely enough time for you to miss me. He then kissed her and made love with her. His fingers had caressed the moonlight in her hair, as he reassured her their future would be the one they wanted, with him free of his obligation to Donato Enterprises. He wanted to pursue art. His mouth had traced the supple lines of her thighs, the curve of her calves, as he promised to care for her for the rest of his life. But he failed to keep that promise. He failed her. So much time had been lost, so much of his life lost. His home, his art, his identity, the love of his life. Amy. Her name whispers through him. Does she know he's back in the States? Does she know he is back? Her James. She hasn't seen him since she found him in Mexico more than 5 years ago. She discovered he was still alive, not dead like his brother Thomas had everyone believing. The jackass even organized James's funeral and bought a headstone at the family plot. For his protection, Thomas had told him, else Phil would have tried to kill him again in order to save his own ass. Thomas took advantage of his amnesia, which in James's case had been a total whiteout of his autobiographical information. His brother went so far as to create a new identity for him, a new life. Jaime Carlos Dominguez, artist, widower, father. He doesn't have any memories of Amy's trip to Mexico. He doesn't have any memories of falling in love with his physical therapist, Raquel, marrying her, adopting her son, Julian, fathering their son, Marcus, and her death from birthing Marcus. He doesn't have any memories of anything Thomas told him about what he, as Carlos, did in Mexico. He can hardly recall how he ended up in Mexico. He doesn't remember anything about the hours leading up to his wandering into Playa Cicatela, bloodied, dazed, and confused, with no idea.